My name is Skeletor. I am, well, that's just it. I don't think I have an age anymore. I am dead. I died. I think it was an accident at work. I was working in construction, and I know the men warned me, but for some reason I ignored their voices of caution and kept doing what I did. I was in my own world. I have always been a little odd. Someone in town had diagnosed me earlier with a disability called But either way, the doctor told me I had to be careful whom to listen to. A lot of wrong messages were in my head that didn't coincide with reality. And so it happened that I wasn't paying attention. A huge steel bar was coming my way, and my coworkers were shouting that I should duck to avoid it. I didn't. Bam! The metal bar hit me in the head, exactly at a spot where it caused my instant death. I didn't feel anything after that. I was gone. But I had always learned that my spirit or soul would go to the afterlife. I don't know why it didn't. It was as if I was stuck or something. Maybe I had some unfinished business. Maybe I still had a goal, a mission to accomplish before I would move on. I had lived a hard life. My parents had split up, my brain wouldn't leave me alone with all the conflicting ideas that entered into it, and I had been a social outcast for years. I was just feeling fortunate enough to have a job in construction. In my free time, I would go hunting, not just to have some extra food on the table, but also because I loved bows and arrows. I had been hunting for years. My precision knew no boundaries. Whenever I would see something to shoot at, I would simply aim, let go of the bow, and watch the arrow hit the exact location I was pointing at, down to the inches. It was a rare talent I had come to cherish over the years, although to this day I still don't know if there was some higher purpose to it. Perhaps that is another reason why I wouldn't move on. I didn't know what to do with my archery skills. I had never felt the fulfillment I was looking for. Sure, I had won tournaments and added hunting trophies to the walls in my home, but it still didn't feel like it was enough. When I died on that construction site, I felt as if I was still there. It was weird. And when they carried my body to my grave, I still felt like I was in it, even though I couldn't really do anything. It took another month before I arose from the grave, kind of like having slept for a whole month. When I stood up, I looked at myself. The flesh on my bones had decayed. It had rotted away for the most part. All that was left of me was a mere skeleton. It was interesting and new. I decided there and then that I would find my purpose, that I would take my bow and arrows and seek out some kind of sense to my undead life, if you know what I mean. So there you have it. I am dead, but not really. I am undead. I am a skeleton, looking for purpose and ready to move on to the next stage of death, but only if I find what I am looking for first.